This is Phil Ferrand. And we are driving around. Today is episode 468.
Woohoo!
Yes, much celebration.
I motioned for them to celebrate, but I didn't tell them we were going to do this because this, like all of these podcasts, is unrehearsed. So, it's 468. That means if you do the math and divide by 52, you come out with 9 years worth of podcasts. Today is 9 years worth of podcasts on our way to 2000.
I feel like...
And why are
really
we on our way?
It hasn't been that long since we did this.
I know, it's amazing.
Well, we did the Star Wars one.
Yeah, we didn't start, because that's like, we always do that, at, you know. And, of course, this next year for the Star Wars will be the Han Solo movie. Is that right? Or is it... Is that 2 years? Anyways, so 9 years worth of podcast. I am joined today by my illustrious guest. Alan Beauchamp is next to me.
Yes.
Yes. Amber Jones is behind me.
Hello.
My beloved wife, Lynette, is across from me.
Hello.
My beloved daughter, Elizabeth, is behind in the back.
Hello.
And then we have Clara.
Hi.
And we have Asher.
Hi.
And we're all... We're all here talking about last year, stuff that happened this year, last year. Doesn't seem hardly possible that a year has already gone by. So, buddy, how's everything going with the church?
Things are going well at the church.
It's going to be a quick 30 minutes, I can tell you that.
Are you looking for more?
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, we did hire ourselves a communications director.
Oh. Who?
Elizabeth.
Oh, that's right. I think I heard about that. We heard about that at the Total Eclipse. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. How is that working with your wife there?
At the Total Eclipse.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
It has been a while. We'll talk about the Total Eclipse here in a minute, too. But anyways, how's that working with your beloved?
I don't know.
She give you the kind of respect that you're used to?
Not really.
Daddy.
So that's the disadvantage of working with your spouse?
No, it is all good, and we absolutely love it. I'm pretty sure we're driving right through the middle of a golf course.
I know.
This is
good. I actually, yeah, funk. So, Lizzie, how do you like working with your hubby?
Never a dull moment.
They share a desk.
Oh, even better.
Actually, the other day, so Alan has recently moved to a standing desk.
Oh, cool.
But also got a comfortable, supportive office chair at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And so he is normally at the standing desk, and now I sit where he used to sit, and Dina came in the other day and said, I love how you went from having no desk to having the desk.
That's right.
So, I'm moving on up.
Moving on up. Shuffling the hubby off to the side. So. And how's everything with your work, sweetie?
And now we know who the real senior pastor is.
That's right. How's everything down with your actuarial job?
Puttering along.
Puttering along.
Moving me to more specific... official type thing, not official, more official, but just more specific duties.
Uh-huh.
So I have it's kind of congealing into like a real position, not
wow.
just a pinch hitter type thing.
Yeah, and it's still just part time.
Yep, 2 days a week. So.
So the company that wouldn't normally let you work from home,
yeah,
wouldn't normally let you work part time. There's a shortage of quality workmanship in the world. So, you know, when you're quality workmanship, it all works out.
All right, just keep my head down enough that no one notices.
That's it. That's the consultant's creed. Just keep your head down enough and they'll keep paying you. So, it's good. It's good. It's good. So, Amber, how's everything been this year for you? Anything exciting happened this year?
Nope. Maybe. Can't think of anything right now.
Still working for the government?
Yes.
Yes. And learning how to do food stamp stuff now.
Yes.
Yes. So that's good. And Toby is still with us, the dog.
Yep. Yes.
I wondered today.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize he had come back in the house. He slipped back in the house.
Oh.
And I could not find him.
Uh-oh.
And I went on a search, and I was hollering and whistling outside, and I thought, oh, my word. What? How? And I walked back in. He was sitting by the front door waiting for a drink.
Just sitting there thinking, I wonder how long it's going to take her to figure out that I'm actually in the house.
I let him out the backyard,
uh-huh.
But I had the big gate in the very back,
uh-huh.
And I thought, because I had to check that back fence,
right?
I thought, there is no way. How
right.
in the world? And there wasn't.
Yeah,
he wasn't out.
He snuck his way back in.
I was, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You have much more.
Oh, I was in the house today, and Toby Cat, we have two Tobys, came through going, kind of whining, and just kept it up. I said, what in the world, Toby? And I looked around, and he had a mouse in his mouth.
Oh, yay!
So, he'd been downstairs, caught a mouse somewhere, so I made him take it outside.
Well,
he left it outside, too, so.
Well, that's good. He must have overheard me, because Nett will tell you, the other day I came up and I had found a few little mouse turds on my actual desk downstairs.
Ooh.
And I told Nett, I said, okay, the cats are not doing their jobs. That is why they are in this house, to catch mice. And I got some mouse who's pooping on my desk.
Normally they play with them and then end up losing them, letting them go in the house.
Yep. But that's good. I'm glad
they've been tracking that one for a while, because they were like observing the cabinetry in the kitchen for a while, like both
yeah.
of them just standing
hunkered
there.
Down, just watching. Well, sweetie, how's everything in your life?
That's great.
Another year's gone by.
I have trouble with my boss sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Alan is her boss
yeah.
as well. This is kind of a whole family thing here.
Alan
is basically
we'll
the boss
else.
Of everybody. So, except me. Although I work on the sound team. So, you know, he's kind of the boss of me too. And if Amber starts moving into these new responsibilities, you're going to have to take this into consideration, because he's going to be the boss of you as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not hearing good things, so.
No, it's all good. All good.
Yeah.
Choir's doing well. Kids' choir's fun.
Yeah. Kids' choir had some. Has there been two productions since we did this? This has been last March.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we picking up Nina?
No, I've never been back here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're just driving around.
She lives
right?
back
Go
here?
On.
This is where Nina lives.
Right here. Oh, right there.
Really?
Cool. Dina is our volunteer coordinator. Is that her official title?
This is where Ethan and
Audrey
live.
Oh, okay.
I don't suppose you're
in the yellow house?
Uh-huh.
There's just a house.
Okay,
right
if
here.
We start hearing dueling banjos on the tape, we. Yeah, this doesn't look. Whoa, it's got lions on the thing, too. We have never actually been down this road.
I don't know that I would call this a road. It's very generous for what we are
and
on.
It's ADP.
A
live sign.
I think
right.
all that says welcome.
Welcome. Okay, here we go. So they're probably wondering, who are we and what are we? Do you know these people or are we? Oh, no? Okay, we're turning around.
Yeah.
Everybody keep your heads down. We're doing. Oh, speaking of pew-pew, did you see the article? That, you know, Laura Dern in the Star Wars movie, she was the woman who couldn't figure out that she needed to go get dressed in something practical for the entire movie. So she just stood there in her evening gown.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you remember her? Okay, apparently, every time when she had her blaster out and she was pointing it at things, maybe just during the rehearsals, she was going pew, pew, pew. and she didn't even realize she was doing it, but they have footage of her going pew, pew, pew. I thought that was very cute. That's a cool fireplace there. There's like a fireplace.
It's like a fireplace.
No, there's like a chimney, and it's got a see-through fireplace in it. I've never seen that before. Anyways, so for me, all is well. Everything's moving forward. I am now working on book 8. I'm finishing up book 8 of the Windfall Saga. It is the big finish. Dun, dun, dun.
First octet.
There's more payoff in this one. My daughter was not happy with the payoff level in the last one. Didn't end in a very happy place.
Yeah.
There's more.
It was coming.
There's more payoff in this one. It's the big finish. Although, it's happy. We'll say it's happy.
I don't know.
I guess when you're set.
So, yeah, but it's, you know, I mean, it is book eight, so it's got to end big, because it's big transitions and stuff. So, I think we've lost our podcast to a side conversation behind us here.
Oh, sorry. She was asking me if I got new glasses, and I confirmed I did a month ago.
Wow.
I also noticed your new glasses. Yes.
I'm Captain Observant.
Yeah.
Well, I never sit and look at her sideways. I'm
right,
just on her
right,
face
right,
face.
Right.
I never noticed they were blue.
But anyway, so all that's going well. Everything's very interesting in the world these days. We're moving on. We've somehow managed to record another 52 podcasts. And
we eclipsed this year.
What has happened in your life?
Oh, I said. I was talking a minute ago.
Oh, the 52 podcast?
No.
And
no,
nobody was listening, apparently.
About three. That's because I was having to talk over a side conversation behind me, and everybody was trying to listen. What are they saying? What are they saying? That's got to be more interesting than what he's saying. Yeah. Oh, and we did. We saw the podcast. Or the podcast. We saw the eclipse. We saw the eclipse
this,
this
like
year.
Television with
the That's right. Man, that was fun.
Yeah.
We're all looking forward to the next one now. So we went up. It was a little froggy. You know, it was a little just overcast. But aside from that, it was fun. It was cool.
It's been burning
for 2 days.
When
is the next
one? You
know
who that is?
Next one.
We'll talk about this one after the podcast is over.
Oh, okay. But the next one is 2024. Yeah, so it's like, it's now it's 6 years, because it's April, almost 6 years, because it's like April 24th or something like that, 2024, and it's going to be through Arkansas, through southeast Missouri, kind of up that track. So I've already started looking. There is a state park that's on top of kind of a hill where there's a lookout area up there. So we'll just have to track the...
I think we should find out from some others in the car what they thought of the eclipse.
Oh, yes. What did some others in the car think about the eclipse?
Do you guys remember the eclipse when we went to see the eclipse?
How cool was that?
Cool.
Yeah.
They couldn't see the sun.
Yeah.
We all had special glasses, didn't we?
Yep.
We tried to be very careful with our special glasses.
That's right.
What I found interesting is... when it was over, or getting over, you know, you took off the glasses and it was bright again outside and you put the glasses back on, it was this teeny tiny sliver.
Yeah.
On the radio, I heard people talking about weird things they see as they're driving into work, of like people driving and, you know, putting makeup on and stuff.
Right.
One lady said she was driving and she saw at least three people driving with their eclipse glasses on. Which I almost think is impossible, because you couldn't see out of them. They were, like, completely blacked out.
Professor Burris's house.
Maybe they were the knockoff eclipse glasses.
Yeah, that didn't work so well. Yeah, because you can't. You can't see anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, my favorite thing that happened during the eclipse. The eclipse was fun. But my favorite thing that happened during the eclipse was I had the extra eclipse glasses, and there were people who weren't going. Who's this one?
Getsko.
Oh, cool. There were people who weren't going that I kind of talked into going, and I had brought in eclipse glasses for them. Well, I had a whole stack when I started, and I got down to the place where I only had two in the chair, and I was about ready to pick them up and take them back into the house, and I just thought, somebody will need those, and so I just left them. Well, that Friday, I went to the Walmart. And as I was walking in, unfortunately, I had left my car with the eclipse glasses at Dad's and then picked up his car and gone over to Walmart. But as I was walking in...
That's best for
us. Okay, cool. No big deal. A guy walked in beside me and walked up to the greeter that I had got to know, Sarah. And he said to someone else near Sarah, he said, "So, do you guys have any eclipse glasses?" And they said, no, I'm sorry, we don't sell Eclipse Glass. And he went, oh. And so I pivoted my head around because, you know, my antenna was up for that. I said, how many do you need? He said, I need two, one for me and one for my daughter. And I said, I have your Eclipse glasses. Really? I said, yes, I've got. Well, I'll pay you. No, it's fine. It's fine. So I went back to the house after doing grocery shopping, gave him my phone number, you know, texted him, told him I'm coming back, you know. And so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
One of those little moments, you know, just moments. I had another one of those moments last week. Oh, we were putting out this new paperless AER thing. And we do this process through the month, and then we have an end of month process that we do that actually compiles everything so the missionaries can get paid. And I've been shepherding that through very, very carefully for the last 7 months. But we've done it a lot of times, and I was busy put on another assignment, so I just kind of forgot about shepherding it through. I'd written everybody, told them, okay, it's in, check your work list, blah, 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 done my due diligence, all that kind of stuff. And then I just completely forgot about it. And Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, I'm sitting there working away, and I'm like, okay, maybe I should just check some of the workflow stuff. And so I get over there, and I check some of the workflow stuff. It's all going fine. It's going fine. And then I get this little, maybe you should click on that one, which was the end of month processes. I click on that one, and I think there was like six that had not been finished up. They were sitting up at the region level, and they were running end of month for AGWM right then. And those missionaries would not have gotten paid. Now, it wouldn't have been the end of the world, but I would have had to apologize, all this kind of stuff. And I look, and my heart just dropped when I saw these six sitting there. And I pick up the phone, I call Ann, I go, Ann, I said, I have messed up. I said, I should have been checking this. I got busy with some other things. I said, where are you in end of month? We've got six of these AERs that haven't been done yet. They're up at the region. And she kind of paused and she said, well, she said, actually, we are waiting on one deduction. Esther is checking into some things, so we could rerun it if we needed to. I said, well, this is the thing. She said, I'll go talk to the regions. She goes and talks to the regions. They go bang, 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 bang. We put them all through, bang, 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 bang. She turns around and reruns it. But, I mean, literally, we're within like 15 minutes. 15, 20 minutes. Those missionaries aren't getting paid. And so I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I don't mind apologizing, but if I don't have to apologize to missionaries, it's better. So I told Ann, I said, listen, I will be checking very closely next month. We'll be fine. But Jesus whispers, you gotta appreciate those Jesus whispers. They are fabulous. So anyways, any exciting new plans for the new year? Nope. Okay. So... Well,
Clara learned how to ride a bike this last
week. Oh, that's cool.
No training wheels.
Well, really today. So.
Yeah.
Well, just got in under the wire. So.
We were really concerned. So we pushed her a little bit.
It's the 9 years worth of podcast. You may break an arm, but we don't care. It's worth the sacrifice. Right. So, but you got it all taken care of. So very cool.
Very impressive.
She wasn't even here for the full 9 years of the podcast.
I know. That's the thing. No, because Claire is seven.
She'll be eight in June.
Coming up on eight. So this podcast was going for a year and a half before Claire ever came along. And I'm planning on doing this till I'm in my 90s. Because you told me, Alan, you told me that when I die, you'd listen to all of them. So, you know... So that means that, do you remember saying that? I remember you saying that.
Oh, I
have it on recording. So, yeah, that you'd listen to all of them. So that's when I set the goal of actually doing 2,000 podcasts. So this is for, this is, we could turn it here because we're close enough to being done.
It's only 19 minutes. It's supposed to be 30 minutes, right?
Well, 20 minutes. Actually, the tagline is 20 minutes rambling on the Twitch. So we're good.
All right,
so we're good. Yeah, because I have that on tape. So I figure if 460, well, 10 years is what, 520. And so if I go 40 years of making the podcast, I'll have 2,000. And I start...
You never have too many of those, really.
And never have too many podcasts. So that means I started doing the podcast. Since this is 9 years worth of podcast, I started doing the podcast in the year that I would have turned 51. So I was 50 when I started doing the podcast. So 40 plus 50 is 90. I can make that. I just have to find things to talk about. But that's no problem. I mean, one of the things that we could discuss today is the very sad story that I think is indicative of our times. You may have heard this very sad, and it is a sad story. I am not bringing up this story to make fun, but I do think it is somewhat indicative of our times. So there was a couple that apparently would record things for YouTube, and they were always kind of, you know, you got to get views.
Right.
And so you got to kind of work the angles, get views, you know, yada, yada, yada. So the guy decided that they would do a stunt.
Oh, no.
And the stunt that he decided that they would do is he would hold up a big, thick encyclopedia. We got another conversation going. Oh, okay. What? Who?
I was looking for something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So he would hold this big, thick encyclopedia up, and then his girlfriend would fire a pistol at him. And the encyclopedia would stop the bullet. Because they were just sure it would stop the bullet.
So they didn't, like, test it.
No testing, because they were just sure it would stop the bullet.
They've seen movies where over your heart, like the Bible over
right.
your heart.
Right. They thought
well,
it would stop the
Bible.
That was their problem. They used the wrong book, not to try to make light and fun of this.
Wait, so it wasn't just the guy trying to talk the girl into...
No, they actually did it.
Concocted it and thought it was
he concocted it. And she agreed to do
willingly.
It.
Willingly. He didn't have to talk her into it.
Well, he kind of talked. Maybe it was his idea. He said this proudly. I'm sure the narrative was something about how great this will be for our likes and views and all that, because it'll be dramatic. And she tweeted out how they were going to be doing their most dangerous little clip yet, and, you know, to build up excitement for it and this kind of stuff.
Was it
so
YouTube Live?
I'm not sure if it was YouTube Live, and I don't think the footage is available. At least there was no link to it in the article, which you would think in order to get clicks that they would put a link to it in the article. So he held up the encyclopedia, and she actually pulled the trigger.
So is she going to go to jail for murder then?
They went lenient on her, so
he did die.
He did die. Surprisingly enough,
you have to,
bullet went through the encyclopedia.
Well, it's one thing for the bullet to go through the encyclopedia. It's another thing to make a fatal shot with it. I mean, like, where was he holding the encyclopedia?
Up to his chest. Because why not? Because
was
that was
point-blank range?
I don't know, but... but
did he research the type of ammunition he
This is the thing, you know? Because
they didn't even test it one time.
Apparently not, because they thought it would work.
Well, that's, depending on the type of ammunition, it would have. I mean,
I mean, if it was like a .22, that would be one thing.
Even you could have gotten a 9mm that has like a hollow point, which it expands and stops. It doesn't. You don't want it to go through and through, but if
using
ball ammo, it's going to go right through.
You know, but presumably, one of the things you could do is you could set an encyclopedia of the same side.
Just up outside somewhere.
Up outside somewhere and then shoot it. But apparently they didn't do that.
So what did she get?
She ended up, I read two different stories. One was like 10 days and of probation and 10 days something. But then another part in the article was talking about like 90 days probation she got. Yeah, they said, you know, because it was the guy's idea that they went really lenient on her. So, but I mean, you know.
Well, I'm sure she's going to live with that the rest of her life.
That poor woman. She's going to live with that the rest of her life. Yeah. It's just, you know, really awful. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But they kept saying in there that, well, they thought it wouldn't go through. And I just thought, it's
like
physics.
Yeah.
You know, it's just physics. So, yeah. Roll down your window a minute. How's it going, buddy? Come on over here a minute. We're recording 9 years worth of podcast.
9 years
worth of podcast.
Well, not the whole
9 years right now. That is a, 468, man. It's 468. So this is John Strathdy. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, guys.
So he is my best friend's youngest son.
Oh.
And he's one of my friends. Yeah.
Well, I would say John is my best friend.
Oh, I'll say.
I don't have to qualify it.
Yeah, well.
He's my best friend's friend's
friend. Friend's friend. He's friends. John is a fine young man. He's a fine young man. He is the video... What? No, communication. No, you are the.
I don't know.
Does he have a title?
Media, somebody's yelling at
him. Media something. Oh, and he's gone. Okay, so.
Somebody else needed him.
Anyways, so yeah, sign of the time. It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's just really
that
sad.
That is the ultimate expression of assuming in your own favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe they did try it and then they switched ammo types. Maybe they tried it with a thicker book. Maybe they tried it. We're talking about, yeah, well, we're talking about the young lady whose boyfriend, they wanted to do a little YouTube video. And so they took this really thick encyclopedia and they just assumed that it would stop the bullet. So he held it up in front of her his chest and she shot it and it killed him.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. And the, but they and, just kept saying.
And yet you're smirking.
So what,
do you think that would stop them?
Well, you know, we're talking about the fact you could have tried it once.
Without it holding it up in front of
right, in front of your chest. But they were just sure that it would stop the bullet because of their vast experience, apparently, in shooting guns at books. So, yeah, it's just sad. It's just really, really sad. So anyways, we are actually at 26 minutes now.
26 minutes.
Yeah, it's and so you want to talk us out. Oh, no, 27. You want to talk us out for the last 3 minutes? Anything exciting? Oh, in your life, this last year.
This last
year.
Was very exciting.
It's been a huge year.
Yes.
So I will be finishing up my associate's degree at OTC this year.
Yeah.
I will be getting married this year.
Whoop, whoop.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And you know a lot other more things that I will find out later throughout the year
will also be happening.
Yes, many things will be happening. So yes.
It's not 3 minutes worth, but
yes, no, that's fine. That was 20
going on
we're at 27:45 now.
This is a very full van.
It is. Asher has crashed out on us. He's back just snoozing away. So that's good. It's okay.
Three hours of riding bikes in the sun.
Yes, 3 hours of riding bikes. I told
that
him I'm
it. Yeah. I know that from experience.
Yes, you do. I'm excited because this is 468, so that means I'm almost to 500, which means I'm almost a quarter of the way.
Are you going to do something huge for your 500?
No, probably not.
But for his 520, we will.
It's 10 years worth of podcast.
We may rent a plane.
Yeah, we just... What?
I'm flying home.
I'm flying.
Okay,
that
so
would be
do
great.
I need to talk? Do I need to say anything?
Yeah.
This has been Phil Farron.
No, because we still got a minute and 20 seconds.
You said 20 minutes.
Well, I did, but we're so close now.
Might as well go all the way to 30.
We just might as well go all the way to 30.
I have to listen to this when you die.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. Let's see.
So where will I be able to find this podcast? Oh, find web features.
Oh, it's philfarron.com/podcast.
PhilFarron.com. Along with the video series that you did, like going across the Divergent Diamonds, like... You did that once.
Yeah, I just never finished. No, this is on my website. So it's philfarron.com/podcast. I'm also on iTunes, but no one listens to me. See, that's why we got to do these every once in a while, because at least once a year I know that one other person is listening to the podcast because they're on it.
I'm curious what happened the other 18 minutes before I got here.
Oh, we talked about what happened in the past.
We've been driving around.
See, it's called driving home. So normally every Thursday I get in my car, I set up my recorder, and I drive home. That's the whole podcast. It's just me talking as I drive home. A wide plethora of information and topics. Next week. Oh, add for next week 4 seconds. Next week will be Revolutionary Love in the Time of Rage.
And it kicks off year 10 of podcast.
Yes, of year 10 years with a podcast. This is Phil Ferrand, and we have made it back to the church where I have a meeting. Have a great week, everyone.